Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know all the questions, so you can just answer. Go ahead. Give us a statement.
Yeah. So, baby girl, we have the name, but it's not on the birth certificate yet, so I'm not going to say it yet. But she's 7 pounds, 7 ounces, 20 inches long, born at 7:43 last night. Britt and her are healthy, happy. Everybody's doing great. Just melted my heart to watch her born last night. Actually, got to take the snap, so to speak, and catch her on the way out. So that was that's a memory I'll have forever. But she's already got daddy wrapped around her little finger, and she's only less than 24 hours old. So excited.
Drew, how excited are the boys having a baby sister?
The older two are definitely really excited. The younger one, Callan, who just turned two, he's in a big mama phase right now. So anything that is diverting her attention away from him is probably not something he's going to be a fan of right now. But no, they're all really, really excited. We've obviously been talking about it for a long time. Even going back to when Brittany first got pregnant and we didn't know if it was a boy or a girl, just asking them, hey, do you want another brother or do you want a little sister? And they all said baby sister. So they got their wish.
The retweets, the Facebook stuff, how overwhelming is the level of support that you and the family have gotten?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. They're all New Orleans babies, you know? So New Orleans will always have a special place in our hearts and theirs. You know, this is their birthplace. This is where they're growing up, you know? So all that's, it's awesome. It just goes to show that, you know, the relationship between us and the fans, it goes well beyond just the playing field, you know, or what we do in the Superdome every Sunday, which, you know, I'd say that is most unique across, you know, all professional sports. I don't know if it's really like that any other place.
She timed her arrival pretty good, didn't she? I mean, you're back home.
Yeah. Had I known she was going to hold off until 7:43 last night, could have made it to practice and gotten some work done. But was there as supportive as I could be. Obviously, I'm not the one who's having to sustain the contractions and everything else. I'm just giving some rah-rah speeches along the way. I was just chomping at the bit. Many times pacing back and forth in the room, just, you know, chomping at the bit, waiting to see baby girl.
You're a veteran in this category. Any advice for dads out there? And how do you, does it get easier?
Yeah, I think regardless, you're in way over your head. It's as prepared as you think you might be. You can read all the books you want. You can ask all the advice, you know, you want. But until it you know, you see it for yourself and it happens for yourself, then there's nothing like it. It's the greatest thing in the world. It's God's greatest gift. No question. Boys or girls. But to have four, you know, healthy babies, three boys and a girl, that was kind of our ideal scenario. That's back when Brittany and I first got married and we talked about, you know, what we wanted, you know, how many kids and all that. It was three boys and then the girl. So when daddy can't be around, there's plenty of built-in protection. That was the design.
Yeah, you're one away from, like, being able to field an offensive line. You know, keep going?
No. I think we're done. I think I might have to follow Jim Henderson's recommendation from the luncheon. For those that were not there, he was saying the V word is next for me, vasectomy. I think we got some football games to win first. And then, as I've been told by those who have experienced that, do it the Saturday before Sunday final round at the Masters. So I've got an excuse to sit around and watch it.
Was the naming process something? Something that was easy? You're not revealing the name, but was the naming process easy, difficult?
Yeah.
Back and forth.
We've had four names kind of narrowed down for about the last 3 months, and I think that got narrowed down to two this past week, and then we wanted to see her and spend time with her and see if we could feel that personality, and she looks exactly like what we're going to name her. So we're just going to wait till it's official. It's not on the birth certificate yet, unless my wife has gone ahead and done that without me being there.
So, Drew, is this it, or are you going to try and keep pace with Luke?
No. That's a tough act to follow. And you know, we had Joe Lombardi here last year, too, who had six as our quarterback coach. So 6'6", and then Pete Carmichael had three, I had three. So we had 18 in the room. And we could have a full-fledged baseball game, you know, like a 9-on-9 with us. I'd be third base coach. But, no, I think four is a good number. I think Britt was looking at me during that delivery last night like, hey, this is the last one, buddy.